Welcome back into Bet Rowan Chicago here on WLS 890 AM. In this segment, I wanted to touch on the situation that happened at the University of Tennessee last weekend. A star quarterback, Nico Imaleva, who I don't know if many of you remember, he burst onto the scene in the bowl game against Iowa two seasons ago. This was an Iowa team that had come off of really shutting down Michigan in the Big Ten championship game, the eventual national champion Wolverines. And Nico Imaleva lit them up in the bowl game, put up numbers that no offense had all year on the Hawkeyes. I believe the final was 35-0 Tennessee. And then last year got off to the great start. I believe heading into the month of October, he was among the four shortest shots for the Heisman Trophy. Tennessee made the playoff, of course, got routed by Ohio State in the 8-9 game. So now they're having team meetings. It's going to be spring practice at Knoxville. And all of a sudden, we get an announcement from Josh Heupel, who's the head coach of Tennessee, that the university is moving on from Nico Imaleva. He did not attend the team meetings on Friday, and he didn't show up for practice on Saturday morning, and they quickly moved on from him. And of course, we find out it's all about NIL, the name, image, and likeness policy of the NCAA, which is the vehicle by which these college student athletes get paid. And the story is, you know, Tennessee had offered him or promised him $2 million, and he was holding out for $4 million, and they said, it's not happening, and away you go. And so now Imaleva has to enter the draft portal, the transfer portal. Reports are, and Colin Coward first reported this, that he's heading to UCLA. So from a betting perspective, Tennessee did have a win total of 9. That's dropped down to 8.5, minus 125 on the under. UCLA, it's interesting, was at 4.5. They're coming off a 5-7 season. Was at 4.5 for their win total. Now, it's not been announced yet, but this news that he likely is going to UCLA has moved their win total from 4.5 to 5.5, but the juice heavily on the under. Under 5.5, you have to lay $1.70. But this, the whole situation is, from a perspective of Imaleva, is probably would love a chance to have a mulligan, to use the golf parlance, and do it all over again. If he was going to leave because they didn't get him what they wanted, he would have left following their playoff loss. With the portal was already open. That's a time when other teams are looking to go out and find a quarterback. Not now, as spring practice has started and other NIL money has been committed. He didn't have an agent representing him in these negotiations with the University of Tennessee. And that's what they are, negotiations. Word is his father was sort of the one driving everything. And then, you know, he, in other words, went on strike before he had another landing spot. So if Tennessee's passed and said, no, we can't get you the four, we can't or won't get you the $4 million, he didn't have anything else lined up. So a lot of areas where Imaleva himself failed in the negotiation. I will say that I had some personal experience with this last year. If any of you remember, UNLV started out 4-0 and they were ranked, and Matthew Sluka was their quarterback. They came off a nationally televised win, and Sluka came out and said, look, UNLV promised me $100,000 in NIL money. Now, granted, that kid, Matt Sluka, had transferred from Holy Cross, and if I don't get the $100,000, I'm leaving. Well, that was a story that was reported. Derek Stevens, owner of Circa, and I immediately stepped up and said, if that was the deal and they need the $100,000, then Derek would be willing to put up the money to keep him. There's a chance for a really historic season for UNLV, and we didn't want to see that go by the wayside. Well, after talking to a lot of people, including the athletic department at UNLV and the collective that runs all these NILs, you know, at each school, the collective for UNLV, they all came out and simply said that wasn't true. And if Matthew Sluka had been promised $100,000, wouldn't he have asked for it the first week he got to campus, not a month into the seasons? And so they said, we really don't want to do anything with him. Let him go. Turns out Haji Malik Smith, the backup who came into play, was a much more dynamic quarterback and a better passer. So we're learning more and more about these collectives and how, if you want to support universities, what are the ways you can do it? And for a casino operator, you have to really walk a fine line of what is allowed and what isn't allowed in terms of how the athlete can represent your name, image, and likeness. And when we come back on Bet on Chicago, you cannot be serious. WLS 890 AM.